in the environment of the radiance of the healer, who is as he is or she, as it is, creating that environment of light, love, acceptance, and power, really. You know, we're not just talking about kindliness. In which a catalyst may occur, so it's a step-by-step thing here, a catalyst actually in the person who wishes healing, a catalyst in which they recognize themselves and they recognize the self-healing properties or self-healing function or capacities of the self. This is also, on a much different level, a little crude, why I recommend urine therapy. Drink your pee, which I've done for a while, and I see the Creator's creation or provision of the self-healing medicine made by the body, that these bodies are made to create their own medicine. And that's a whole other long story. Anyway, it's called urine therapy. And, it's only been taught and practiced for about 5,000 years, initially in India and China, then off to Japan and Russia and indigenous countries and Western countries and America. But the healer, working with light, causes an environment in which a catalyst may occur, which initiates recognition of self by self, of the self-healing properties of self. Now, of course, self means self is just a small word, and separation is an illusion. So our real identity is one with all. All is one. That's the law of one. Only identity. That's what Ra says. There's only identity. The one life is the one self. But down here on the ground in third density perception, we can talk about self and self-healing of self-perception of the powers of the self. That's a good way to talk, so long as we understand the big picture too. So, you know, it's beautiful teaching here, I think, and explains very well what healing is all about. The roles of healer and patient. What is the role of the healer and the responsibility of the one to be healed? Ra. The role of the healer is to offer an opportunity for realignment or aid in realignment of either one, the energy centers, or two, some connection between the energies of mind and body, spirit and mind, or spirit and body. The latter, the problem being a spirit-body connection, is very rare. By the way, people who have black moles, red moles, white moles, mainly black and red moles on the forehead, according to my reading of Hilarion, who channeled through Maurice Cook in Toronto in the 80s, very interesting series, those moles on the forehead represent distortions or past life karma or problems at the spirit complex level, right? Between the eyebrows and the hairline is the forehead. That represents symbolically the spirit complex. Between the bridge of the nose or below the eyebrows and the middle of the lower lip of the mouth, actually the upper lip, to and through the upper lip, represents the mind, from emotional to upper mental. From the lower lip to the chin represents body. And that's interesting too. And if we have time, I can send you an image of this. So the healer offers an opportunity for realignment or aid in realignment of the centers, the chakras, meaning 2 through 6, not 1 and 7. They are already as they are. But also connection between the energies of mind and body, or spirit and mind, or spirit and body. And spirit-body connection problem is rare, but it does exist. For people who've done deep spiritual practice in past lives or had significant paranormal experience that was wounding or that was distorted. So wanderers who did heavy meditation in past lives and ended up really making trouble, getting into trouble for themselves, can have spirit-body problems. Dissociation. And various forms of higher mind trauma or psych personality disorders even that relate to the spiritual do relate, I believe, to this body-spirit alignment issue. Ra continues, the seeker will then have the reciprocal opportunity to accept a novel view of the self, a variant arrangement of patterns of energy influx to the chakras, to the bodies. If the entity at any level desires to remain in the configuration of illness or distortion, which seems to need healing, it will do so. If, on the other hand, the seeker chooses the novel configuration, non-distortion or healing, it is done through their free will. This is one great difficulty with other forms of energy transfer, meaning love, non-love-based healing, in that they do not carry through the process of free will, as this process is not native to yellow ray, third chakra. It is native to green ray, meaning the process of respecting free will, or love-based energy transfer, is native to green ray, ray 4 and above. That's the true spiritual healing respecting individual free will. So true spiritual feeling, healing respects free will. That means love. That means not infringing. That's fourth chakra and above. Energy transfers that relate to third chakra at second, which are non-love-based healing or energy transfer, doesn't carry through the process of respect for free will and doesn't actually lead to full healing. It's a controlling. And even if the person gets some healing now, later it will revert back to the old or distorted configuration. Now, many people go to healers and get some healing, and then a day or a week or a month or a year later go back and get sick again, are sick again. That doesn't necessarily mean it was a non-love-based healing. It can also mean that the person recalled and brought back the distorted conditions of mind and body because they had some emotional attachment to them, or couldn't break the existing emotional attachment, which is very common, right? So people get some healing, and then later the condition develops further. Cancer from allopathic surgery or medicine or anything. That's ultimately the person seeking or desiring to remain in the configuration of illness. So we create our illness, we keep ourselves in our illness, and we have chosen to get out of our illness when we do get out. When it changes, it's because we at a sufficient level, at a sufficiently powerful level of the being, not only mind, have desired to be in the new configuration. That's why there is healing. And Ra will talk about this further, which is very important. The main theme is people may desire healing greatly at mind and even spirit, meaning have done spiritual practice and felt a true desire for healing and not still get healing or still not be healed by themselves, by light, by their practice, by their work, even if they're sincere and do great effort. Because, Ra says, at another level of the being, there is a desire to remain in the distorted condition. And that may be for the whole lifetime. Or the needed experience of dying of such an illness. So, you know, this is no joke. And higher self is a serious guy. And may, you know, evolution and karma, rebalancing, multi-incarnational process is no little thing. And it may be that at a higher level, there is the desire to experience the distortion unto death and make peace with it and be with it and accept it. And that's so New Age people who are often not seeing these things feel it as a failure that the person may die of an illness. It's simply that the person wished it. Higher self may have wanted it. And it's I have faith that it's ultimately the fastest means to soul rebalancing. It's not a failure. And people don't understand why. So anyway, let me go one more paragraph and then we'll have some questions. Healing transfer of light, page 9. Don asks, how does the transfer of cosmic light affect the patient to be healed? A general question. Ra says, the effect is that of polarization. The entity may or may not accept any percentage of this polarized life energy which is being offered. In the occasion of the laying on of hands, this energy is more specifically channeled and the opportunity for acceptance of this energy similarly more specific, just in the sense it's focused. In this form of working, which is the laying on of hands, you can see that the king's chamber effect, the upper chamber in the Giza pyramid, is not attempted, but rather the offering to one whose energies are low, of the opportunity to build up those energies. Later we'll talk about king's chamber. Many illnesses may be aided by such means, meaning sending energy, transmitting for strengthening, building up energies that are low. So that's another form of healing, which is increase, building up, strengthening of low energies in some way. So, but again, the point, the entity may or may not accept any percentage of this polarized life energy. Polarized, in this case, means organized and dense in love light, as opposed to unpolarized, such as emotions. Emotions are considered disorganized, unusable, or disordered energy packets, and need to be polarized in a positive or negative way to be used by the positively oriented person. Emotions like anger, sorrow, fear, are polarized or reordered in a positive way by acceptance, welcoming, understanding, balancing, knowing, accepting, taking responsibility, not fighting, blessing with some gratitude, being with in heart mind. That's the positively oriented use of emotion. The negative, of course, is to control it and package it up and then vent it to others in a controlling or dominating way. Okay, so heavy stuff. Let me go, the last thing I'll go through is Philippine psychic surgery. And Ra shows Carla Rukert went to the Philippines, actually, before, I believe, or maybe during, but I believe it was before the channeling with Ra started. And Ra comments about it, and it shows some of these principles. So Don asks, it's my assumption that the healing offered through Philippine psychic surgery works by helping the patient reconfigure their own mind. By observing the action of the healer, seeing the materialized blood, body organs, and so on, which is what happens, and it's very gory, actually. This affects the person's belief at the levels of the roots of mind, so the patient can heal himself. Is this correct? Ra says, this is correct. We may speak further on this type of opportunity. And two cases are given. One, there are times when the illness to be treated is without emotional, mental, or spiritual interest to the person. This may be related to what you're saying, you asked, Billy. The illness to be treated is without emotional, mental, or spiritual interest to the person. It is merely that which has, perhaps by chance, genetic arrangement. And that's an interesting word, chance. Perhaps by chance genetic arrangement occurred. In these cases, that which is apparently dematerialized will remain dematerialized and may be observed as so by any observer, meaning a test will show that what that healer took out of the body is not there, like a tumor. That's an interesting kind of point. And so this is just the case of illness that doesn't come from emotional, mental, or spiritual interest, or karma, perhaps. Although, you know, I don't know how we can say a chance genetic arrangement, because, yeah, didn't the person choose that genetic arrangement? That's an interesting point. We can't get into it right this moment. I'll read through, but we can consider it, or you can ask about it. Second case, when the malcondition or illness does have an emotional, mental, or spiritual charge, it is likely not to remain dematerialized, in the sense that it'll still appear in some form to an outside observer, like a CAT scan or X-ray. However, if the opportunity for healing has truly been taken by the seeker, the apparent illness of the physical body, meaning the condition, which can still be observed, will differ from the actual health of the seeker, which will return to normal. Again, this is a case of the person who's truly taken the opportunity. The patient will no longer experience the body illness, although it would appear that they should since the diseased condition will still be observed. For instance,